You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Scout and the Student Showcase. Today I have my guest, Gianna Cupo. Here is one cool cat. She is a tennis player here at Dominican. Isn't that right?
Yes, I am. Yes, very true.
So how do you like playing tennis here?
I love it. I think it's really a great experience. I would recommend anyone to come and try out for a sport that they think they're good at. I mean, we are in a D2 level here, so it's a little tough sometimes. We have long matches, but I mean, I think it's a fun experience to be in a college sport. You definitely get your exercise in.
How long have you been playing tennis?
Since I was 3 years old.
That's awful. that's a long time.
Yeah, you know, it's been a while. I've been playing since I was 3, and I've been playing competitive tennis since I was 7. So, yeah.
That explains why you're so good at tennis.
Thank you. That means a lot.
I've watched you play, and you are phenomenal.
I have seen you out there. Come support tennis.
I will always be there for you.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Yeah, of course. So, what's your major here, Gianna?
I am a communications major.
Really?
Yes.
What's your concentration?
Broadcast journalism for right now, but
is
I do.
Really?
Yeah, I do like cinema, so you know, might change to that.
I thought it was
actually.
Cinema.
Yeah, I'm starting with broadcast journalism just because I like radio and that kind of stuff, like broadcasting a lot.
Well, look, I didn't know that. Now you're here with me.
I know, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, I honestly thought you were a cinema major.
I mean,
but I think that's just because we have cinema production together.
That could explain it.
So, Gianna, where are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles, California.
How do you like it there?
It's hot. It's like 97 degrees all the time. That's, I think, a constant temperature.
Is that a good thing?
Sometimes. Not all the time. I mean, it's good for the beach, but not just like being a regular person. And it's really hard with tennis because we are not an indoor sport. So, you know, I die every summer, basically.
Are there any other sports you like to watch here at DU?
I do like basketball. That is a sport. It's a sport I've grown up with, and I did play basketball when I was younger, so I had to make that choice between tennis and basketball, and I was like, hey, you know, Gianna, you're not going to be that tall, so maybe you shouldn't play basketball. So I chose tennis instead.
Well, but I honestly had no idea you played basketball either.
Yeah, when I was
younger.
Why
haven't you come out and played with us?
I'm in tennis season, so I don't want to get too tired in the morning, but I definitely will join you after season.
For
I
sure.
do like
I've
my basketball.
I've sprained my ankle only twice this semester.
That's, you know, honestly, it this could semester. Be worse. It could be worse, though. It could be like four.
It could be. It could be. It could be three.
Like two and a half.
That's still more times than two.
Yeah, definitely.
So what have you been up to today?
I've just been walking around doing stuff. I had one class today, obviously with you. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we are.
That's
in
your
that,
only class today?
Yeah, cinema production is my only class. It's a good life. I usually have tennis after that for a good 2.5 hours. So, you know, a little tiring. But today, I have the day off because we had a match yesterday and we have another one Thursday.
Is it a home match on Thursday?
It is.
What time is that match on Thursday?
12:30 on Thursday against NDNU.
Which one's that? Notre Dame?
Notre Dame Dinamir. I can't. I don't have that, like, meh, you know, that nice accent going. So, yeah, but it's 12:30 Thursday. Come support tennis.
I'll be there.
Do it. We have one Saturday and Sunday as well.
No, I don't. So, you know, I'm not going to be doing anything, so I'll probably be here.
Yeah, you know, I'm just spreading it for everybody.
That's good. That's great.
Hoping they come support tennis. We did have a lot of people that one Saturday when you came.
That's true. But I think someone was hosting a social for that point.
Or all the RAs just came together and were like,
someone was hosting a social.
You know, don't put me down. Trying to pretend like it wasn't planned.
Well, Lexi and I came for no reason, actually.
I know, and you guys loved it.
We loved it.
Yeah, Lexi came again after that. She came Monday, too, yesterday. She just loves it so much. See, you come out to tennis once, and you just want to be there all the time.
You're hooked. Yeah. It's like a drug.
Yep. Just a little bit. I don't know what kind of drug that would be, but...
Tennis.
Tennis drug. You sports drug.
Shoot it.
Maybe.
Are there any other sports you're into? Like watching live sports, national sports, into March Madness?
Basketball, I really like. What else? I do like to watch some tennis in my spare time.
Do you have a favorite player?
Novak Djokovic.
I know who that is.
Wow. A plus for you.
I had a friend
you.
Who was really into tennis.
Yeah.
But I watched way too much of it to keep up. And the girls, I watched the girls' matches, and I remember one Asian girl was rooting for her.
Is it Lee Na?
Yeah.
Her? Yeah, that's I know them all. Her. I mean, obviously, because I play tennis.
You're a girl tennis player.
Yeah, I like sense. Anna Ivanovic. I met her when I was younger. It was great. I was like 10.
That is too
She's like cool. 3 feet taller than me in the photo. It's really sad.
That sounds adorable.
It was. It was really cute. You'll I had my little hat me. On, too, when I used to wear hats.
You don't wear hats anymore?
No. I mean, I wear visors, which might explain my migraines while I play, but, you know, I'm not going to change it.
I've seen you play. I've watched you wear your visor. Not all of them wear visors, which
no,
is
awesome. No, some people just don't even want to wear one because, you know, honestly, like, when you're playing, because we are an outdoor sport, like, really? I feel like sometimes if you wear a hat or a visor and then you don't, like, it's, like, almost like there's, like, an awning over your eyes. I mean, it's supposed to be that way, but it, like, throws you off when you're not used to wearing a visor or a hat. It sort of throws you off a little bit. Like, why is there shade up above my eyes? Especially when you're serving. It's very weird to explain, but, you know, my coach understood what I was talking about.
No,
so
I get it.
That's really all that matters at this point.
So in the communications department, you said you're currently broadcasting,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And what did you want to go into with that?
I was thinking, well, my main thing is doing production. So I might be switching to cinema just to continue production. But I wanted to test out broadcast journalism because I do like the radio and I want to take some like TV broadcasting classes. I really do like sports broadcasting as well.
Do you really?
Yeah. I mean, you could see me on the tennis channel.
I could see you on the tennis channel.
Right? Just like talking about tennis since that's like the only sport I actually know what's going on.
Hey, that's all right. Everyone's got their sports that they know.
I mean, I know some basketball, some most. Football, but then start doing like fouls and stuff. I'm like, I don't even know what he just did. Like, just hit him. If you punch someone in the face, then obviously I know that's a foul, but.
Maybe.
I mean, like possibly.
Maybe not in boxing?
No, that's a hard one.
That's a hard
one. Is there even fouls in boxing?
You can't kick someone.
Oh. That actually makes sense now.
Yeah. But you're thinking of switching to cinema production.
Yes.
Or because I guess that's our class.
it is our class. My main goal is to go to film school at NYU and to do film and television production. So I think switching into cinema would be a good idea, get some film classes in and be prepared for film school because looked on the website and there's a lot of stuff to get done for your application. Like you have a lot to throw in there.
Well,
yeah, like make a movie.
If you're ever interested in learning about the production work that we do for radio here, I'm actually one of the production interns.
Nice.
So I could teach you all about this beautiful mixer.
I'd love to
and
know
the
that.
Faders. Let you play with them in the middle of our show.
I mean, they're pretty sweet.
We go silent. That's what happened. I'm showing her the knobs.
Yeah. No, she has there's a lot of knobs here, Taylor.
Yeah, you kind of just ignore all of those ones.
Yeah.
Just pay attention to this one. And you're good.
Okay. I mean, yeah. That's a good. You learn something new every day.
Of cinema production that we were editing the scene that we filmed.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just didn't. He just stopped paying attention to the rest of the class and just helped Jaw.
Yeah. No, I did. He also uploaded his own film that he...
Did he really?
He finished on my computer, so I didn't even have to do it. It was already
what?
There.
Oh, love that's when what teachers he put on your computer?
Yeah, I love when teachers mess up. Like, he was just like, oh, did you finish already? And I was like, yeah, actually, I did.
It's just like yours. I didn't
perfect.
Do it. I didn't do it. I couldn't figure it out. He's a little weird.
Some strange teachers here, but
who's your favorite teacher?
You know, I really liked Brad last
Brad
semester. Yeah, you know,
you already took Understanding Mass Media.
Mm-hmm.
Take it next semester.
Class, he's good. Like, I'd suggest a teacher would be him. He's just really chill, and I actually like remember stuff from his class. And I think it's very rare to go into a class and remember the things that you're being taught because you know you just don't really want to pay attention. But I also really liked Chris Johnson. She was a really good English teacher. I had her for expository writing. I don't know if you have to take that class, but
I did take it.
Okay.
I wasn't required to. My SAT score was high enough, but they didn't know when I got here.
Why?
I don't know that teacher. I had Richard Simon for English.
Ah,
he was one cool cat.
Everybody's one cool cat.
It's true.
It's a good phrase, honestly.
But Brad Van Alstine,
he's number one.
He is number one. I went to my advising this morning,
mm-hmm.
and he was talking
with
to
him?
Me. It was.
Yeah.
And he was telling me about teachers I should have, classes I should take, things that advisors do. And he asked me, oh, Taylor, who's your teacher for big history? And I said, oh, I have Lindsay Dean. He says, oh, she's a sweetheart. One time I went up to her and, well, I think she's married because she got really, really uncomfortable. So I just left her alone.
Hey, a good story about Brad.
Let's hear it.
First, when I was recruited here, I had a meeting with him because the coach that was recruiting me, she's not here anymore. I guess like a little RIP, Alex.
Was she dead?
No. She's just not here at the school anymore. Oh. You know, just got a shout out. I had a meeting with Brad because they knew I wanted to do communications. They were like, hey, this is like the head of communications right here. Let's set up a meeting. So I got that meeting rolling and we were talking about some communication stuff. He told me classes and some internship stuff that I would do. And then we just started talking about candy corn for the rest of the hour, basically. So it was like
What kind of things about candy corn?
The colors of candy corn and why people eat candy corn. It was around October, so I mean very relevant to the holiday of Halloween. But we just started talking about candy corn and Halloween. He was telling me like about his kids. It's just
he tells really cute stories about his kids.
He does. It's
honestly so funny.
I think that was the best part of being in his class. Just hearing about his children, actually. But we just talked about candy corn for like 45 minutes. And the coach that was recruiting me was like, hey, you were in there for like a really long time. Did you get all your information? I was like, oh, yeah, I got that like 40 minutes ago. She's like, what were you talking about? I was like, it's just some candy corn. I mean, it's no big deal.
So you don't like candy corn?
I do like candy corn, actually.
Okay, just making sure. I wasn't sure where that was.
No, I don't know who wouldn't like candy corn.
Really? I didn't used to.
Why?
I thought it was a weird texture. It didn't make any
sense. It is, though. I feel like you
always
have to get used to
it. It's old.
There's a lot of foods that are just like weird textures, but still taste good.
I get it. I do have another weird story about Brad, though.
Yes.
It's not as weird as yours, because I wish I had that bond with him.
Yeah.
But he was telling me of another time he was at Trader Joe's and he was wearing shorts and a t-shirt and he's with his kids and they're running around and he sees another teacher.
I can't even imagine where this is going right now.
I know. He sees another teacher and he's not even wearing his glasses. He starts talking to this teacher in his jeans and t-shirt. His kids are running around. He goes, hey, how's it going? That's my Brad impression.
Yeah, that's a good one, actually.
And apparently this teacher just did not recognize him in his new attire.
Right.
And she got visibly uncomfortable. So I walked away. And I was just thinking, man, that is a true communications major right there. Don't finish that conversation.
Don't communicate. Just go. Honestly, I've done that so many times in my life. People like from my high school and stuff, middle school, they're just like, hey, Gianna. And then I walk away. That's not Gianna. You don't know who this is. I just leave. I'm really good at communicating, obviously.
Oh, very. I'm sure.
That's why I'm in this major.
Hey.
You'd think I'm a bio major from how much I communicate.
I love making jokes. Those bio majors just don't get it.
They just do a lot of work. They're just very secluded. Actually, you know, we shouldn't even say bio. We should definitely say nursing majors.
My roommates are both nursing majors.
My teammates are nursing majors. They study so much.
Well, you have roommates who are nursing majors? So they're sports and nursing majors?
Yeah. Tennis and nursing. That's ridiculous.
That sounds intense.
Yeah, one of them studies like I'm pretty sure more hours than she sleeps a day.
I think the hardest one must be like soccer and nursing, because soccer goes both seasons a lot.
I know.
And their practices
I see them
are at
out
5
there. Yeah. My practices are at 8 and I'm walking and I see the girls soccer team out there just kicking that ball around and I'm like, wow.
Sometimes they go to the weight room at like 4 a.m.
I know. I see them at like 7:45 and they're so awake. And I'm walking like I'm dead.
It just shows that they've been there for a while.
Exactly.
And it makes me so sad because I wake up at 9:30 and
wow.
I'm late for class.
I mean, I was late today for class. So.
That's okay. Everyone was. Just me and John Duvall.
I'm sorry. When I'm not on my tennis schedule, I'm usually late to all classes. So, you know, hey, I walked in there and he wasn't even in there.
He didn't care. So, he doesn't care who's late.
No, you know.
Mr. Dr. Professor Duvall.
Yeah, take one of his classes. because he doesn't care if you're late.
And he wears a tiger shirt and a ponytail.
Yeah, that tiger shirt was bomb.
He wore it twice in the same week. I got a little concerned.
The fact that I was not even paying attention enough to remember that is sad.
The only reason I remembered it is because I had a high school student visiting that week. And so,
yeah, and I remember that. We were playing with his cameras.
Yeah, and I said, he was wearing the shirt on Tuesday, though, so you're not gonna, he's probably not going to be wearing it again on Thursday. We get in there and he's wearing it again.
Like,
oh, all right.
Oopsies.
Maybe he didn't take it off.
Guess not.
He probably didn't, knowing him. Well, anyway, we're going to take a quick break. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Scout, and this is the Student Showcase, and I'm here with my guest,
Gianna Cupo.
Isn't she cool? All right, we're going to listen to some music. We'll be right back.
There's a plane and I am flying. There's a mountain waiting for me. Oh, these years have been so trying. I don't know if I can use.
DJ Scout, this is the Student Showcase on radio.dominican.edu, and I am here with my tennis guest,
Gianna.
Gianna Cupo here is one cool
said my name cat. A little weird.
That's okay.
I mean, it happens.
She's pretty cool. Kind of cool. I don't know. And I think she should talk some more about her tennis.
Okay. All right.
You want to tell me a little bit more about you playing tennis your entire life?
Well, do you have any questions? You want to know anything specific?
Yeah,
or you want me to just go?
Were you always good at it?
I mean, this is a little strange question to ask, but...
Were you a fantastic little three-year-old who just...
You know, I can give you some tennis facts about my life. Would you love that? Okay, so...
Let's hear it.
When I was about 10, I was number 5 in SoCal.
Wait, What?
Or all of California. I'm not very sure which it was.
Wait, no. Wait. Of kids? Like ages like 18 and under?
Like, no. It's 10 and under.
Oh.
So 10. Like, definitely not
the best tennis player.
Number five as I was 10. I mean, I would be professional right now. But, no, I was number five in Southern California when I was 10. I think that's like my greatest accomplishment in my life. And then when I was 12, I was like in the top 20. And then 14, I was in like top 50. And then,
you just got worse, huh?
I know. I stopped counting after that. You know, like as you keep going, there's more people that accumulate like in each age group. And you're
like, yeah, that's what it was sounding like.
You're like, dang.
Are they all little Asians?
You know, a lot of them are.
You know.
They just migrate from China.
Hey, we don't have a lot of little Asians on our team, though, which is weird to me. I think you guys could use one.
We have one Asian. I mean, we could get you. We could go two.
Yeah, we could go for two.
Yeah, but they're all white.
So do you prefer singles or doubles when you play tennis?
You know, when I was younger, I liked singles a lot just because I was like, I'm my own person. I win by myself. That kind of thing, you know, right. as every young kid would probably do. But now I really like playing doubles. So
who's your doubles partner?
Sometimes it is Ricky Torres. Shout out to Ricky Torres.
I'm sure she's listening.
And other times it's Solvay Carlson. Another shout out. But I've been with Ricky most of the season, but I've played a few matches with Solvay, and you know, I like them equally. The beginning of the semester I played with Kelly Zwicker. I'm gonna just shout out everyone on my
team.
Who
is she?
She's really tall and has crazy lion hair, basically. I mean, that's the only way to describe her.
She's on the poster, right?
She definitely is. She looks ginger on the poster, but I swear she is not a ginger. She is definitely, like, dirty blonde.
All right, I'll trust you.
So, you know. We also have some other people on our team, too. I could shout them out.
Go ahead. I'm sure they'd love it.
Frankie Katafias. She's not playing with us currently, but she got hip surgery.
Wait, really?
Yeah. So she's been out for a few months because of that hip surgery.
I was looking for her when I watched you guys.
Yeah, she tore like two like ligaments in her hip or something like that, which I guess is really bad.
Yeah, I saw her today.
I wouldn't know. Yeah, she's not limping anymore or on crutches. She's doing pretty well.
I had no idea.
She's at her physical, the physical therapy. That's what it is.
You know, she does radio,
activity.
Right?
Physical activity. She does that too. Yeah. I didn't know that. She is another communications major. She's
in
the field.
I know she did it last semester.
She likes it. Likes a lot. She's a good little talker.
Well, actually, if you want him to, you could go look at the podcast online and you could listen to her show.
Really?
Yeah, they're still
up. I
didn't
know that.
I don't know what her show's about, and I think she did a two show, so it was her and her friend on the show.
Yeah, I think it was Kayla. I'm gonna assume it was
Kayla.
Is Kayla
a tennis player?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
I just know that's her friend.
Yeah, but you can listen to those. You can listen to this one if you wanted. You could find it later. And
I definitely will.
Listen to yourself.
I have to listen to myself talk. Again, though.
Yeah.
Oh, that might make me a little uncomfortable. You know, when like actors watch themselves acting, then they're like, wow, why did you do that? That's going to be me in a little bit. I'm going to be like, wow, why do you sound so weird on this
that's
show?
That's just what you sound like, and that's okay.
You know, can't change it. You can't, yeah.
Because you hear yourself a little bit on here.
Oh, I can. Yeah. I definitely can.
It makes you a little uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, it's like a voice in your head.
Gotten to a point where I actually don't hear myself on these headphones anymore. I just hear you.
Wow. All right.
It's great.
I guess that takes practice.
But it also makes you hear your voice, how it actually sounds. You know when you watch videos of yourself and you hear your voice and you think, oh, God, why do I sound like that?
My friends used to do that a lot. We used to make these videos when we were younger and then replay them. And my friends would be like, wow, why do I sound like a boy, like, not hitting puberty yet? And I was like, yeah, you do sound like that, actually. But I think I sound like a boy, but I've hit puberty already.
A boy who's hit puberty?
Yeah, so just a man.
Oh, a man.
A manly man.
Big, strong man.
And I just sound like a Gianna, I guess.
That's great. Well, anyway, I heard that knock on the door. We're just going to ignore that.
I heard that, too. Anyway. I thought it was this door, honestly.
So, in the cinema production department, why exactly do you want to switch over to that? What's made you interested in that department?
Well, like I said before, I really like film and television production, so I'd like to go to NYU initially. So I think switching over to cinema in my concentration would just really help me to better understand the film department and to you know, just get a feel about it. Because like I said, it just, it takes a lot to get into film school. And you have to do a lot of things. And you,
right.
you need a lot for your initial application to film school. So if I was in the cinema concentration instead of broadcast journalism, I would get what I need to better prepare me to go to film
school. That makes sense.
So yeah, but you never know. I mean, you change every day. One day I want to be a communications major. The next day I want to do chem. I don't know. I'm just everywhere.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so either. I don't think that's a good choice for me. Sometimes I want to be a nurse, but that's mainly just to wear the scrubs.
Yeah, well, you get to wear it in my movie.
I do.
Yeah,
I'm excited. I'm excited. I mean, you're not in my movie. Actually, no, you are. False. You're in my movie as well. We're in each other's movies.
It's going to be good. I hope he doesn't notice.
I know. He'll be like, who is that? Be like, not in this class.
Of course not.
Not me. Someone else. My twin.
So what made you interested in film?
I have a lot. Yeah, I have a lot of family and friends in film and movies. My dad was an actor. Still
shout out to Gianna's dad.
Shout out to Pat. He's listening, which is a little awkward. He's definitely going to text me soon and be like, thanks for the shout out. I hope he does. That was a little cue. But he was an actor, still currently trying to do some acting, getting back into it. He was my tennis coach as well. So, you know, got to play it up, switch the field sometimes.
What if you switched to acting?
Me?
You could switch to acting.
Oh, God. Yeah, that might be bad, actually.
Well, you're going to have to act in my movie.
So I know. I can get that done. I could do some Romeo and Juliet. I did that in middle school. But other than that.
Who did you play in Romeo and Juliet?
I played Juliet's mom.
Hey, that's better than what I got. I got Samson.
I know. Ooh, that's a harsh one. I also did Hamlet as well in seventh grade. I played Hamlet.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you go to an all-girls school?
No, we just did little scenes. Okay. And so we had to do it with our friends. So I did it with my friend Camille, and she played, what's that, Ophelia? I don't know who that is. That the person in Hamlet? Something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
I think. I'm going to go with that. Or is that another book? I don't know. And I played Hamlet. So it was great.
Did you like Hamlet?
It was a good story.
Yeah?
I don't know what my favorite one would be. I actually do. I like Hamlet.
Yeah. And I like Much Ado About Nothing best, but we read Hamlet in my class in, I think, 10th grade, and we listened to an audiobook of it in class.
Yeah.
And my teacher would pause it randomly and say, I like to imagine them recording this scene, sitting in a room and going, when they were just sitting in a room like this and making weird sound effects.
You know, that.
I mean, could you imagine acting out a whole book just sitting like this, though?
No. Like staring deep into your eyes, acting out this book.
But not actually.
Actually,
like,
no, if it was you, I probably could imagine
it. We could do it.
We definitely
could. I'll be Romeo.
Okay. I'm down with that.
Of course.
I liked Othello too. That was a good one. I read that multiple times.
Wow. You really
not by
it.
Myself. I was forced to, okay. So I know it a lot.
I thought that was like your choice. You really,
no,
really
no,
liked it.
No. I have bought some books, some minuscule amount of books for my own pleasure of reading, but
hey, we were talking about books earlier.
Are we?
Yeah, we were. You like Amy Poehler, I hear, right?
Yeah, I do really want to read her book. It's Yes Please, I think that's
yeah,
what it's called.
Yeah, I'm curious. Now, what is it you like her from? Are you an SNL fan? Are you Parks and Rec fan?
I am an SNL fan, but Parks and Rec, definitely. That's my stuff.
That's
love
your stuff?
It. That's literally my jam.
I'm on the last episode that's on Netflix, and I refuse to watch it until the next season's put up.
There is the new season right now, and I refuse to watch it because it's the last one and I'll cry.
That sounds like a good plan.
So that happened when I watched Sex and the City too.
Ooh.
I just was talking about this to someone else here. I was like, if I watch Sex and the City again, I'll cry, because I cried during the movie. I didn't even get to the second one. That's how much I cried during the first
Wait,
one.
There's a second Sex
there's
in the City
there's a
movie.
Second Sex and the City.
I think you have to watch it.
My mom told me it was pretty bad not to watch it.
Oh,
shout
okay.
out to Madeline, too. That's my mom.
Your parents are both going to treasure this recording, aren't they?
I know. My dad's probably treasuring this right now as he's at his boys' high school tennis match.
I'll upload the podcast so that everyone can listen to it.
Sweet.
All the time.
Sweet. My cats can listen to it, too.
You have a cat?
I have two.
You have two cats?
Gucci and Mo.
You're going to show me pictures of them,
shout
right?
Shout out to them. They look the same, so you'll probably think it's the same cat.
Well, I'm going to have to text you for
one's
pictures.
One's just
of
way
them.
Fatter than the other.
What color are they?
They're black and white. They look like cows. One is a literal
adorable.
Cow because he's pretty fat. But
that sounds adorable.
You know, they both need a diet, actually. It's false. They're both really fat.
Well, we're actually reached the end of this segment on Student Showcase. We've got another guest coming up next. And let's say goodbye to Gianna.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Gianna.
Bye. Thanks for having me.
Applause. All right. All right. I am DJ Scout. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. And we will be right back with our other guest, who is named Bailey Christmas. And she's going to tell us some crazy things about herself, because everyone's got some crazy things to tell about themselves. We'll be right back.
Why in the night sky are the lights hung? Why is the earth moving round the sun? Floating in the vacuum with no purpose, not a one. Why in the night sky are the lights hung? Oh. Why is life made only for to end? Why do I do all this waiting then? Why this frightened part of me that's fated to pretend? Why is life made only for to end? Oh, in the city only for a while, here to face the fortune and the bile. I heard you on the radio, I couldn't help but smile. In the city only for a while. Oh, hung. Why is the earth moving round the sun? Floating in the vacuum with no purpose, not a one. Why in the night sky are the lights hung? Oh,
is close enough.
Hello, look at that. She introduced herself. I am DJ Scout. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is the student showcase, and I am here with my guest,
Bailey Christmas.
Isn't that the coolest name you've ever heard? It's like that in the old Casper movie where there's a Holly Jolly Christmas.
That's actually like the first Christmas joke I've ever heard. Because it's usually like the same old, like, oh yeah, your parents should have named you Mary, or like, let me guess what your favorite holiday is.
No,
so it's pretty
Jolly.
Original, Taylor.
You've never heard that one?
Nope.
It's not something I made up. It was in that old Casper movie. There was
the first
a girl
one.
Named that. Hey. Anyway, let's get to know Bailey Christmas here. Bailey, what is your major, as every major pickup line is here?
I'm majoring in business administration, and then I have a minor in English.
Why do you want to do that? What are you interested in those areas?
Between business and English?
Of course.
Business, I mean, all honesty, I kind of came here and I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. And my parents said that's kind of the best way to open doors and kind of like open your like mind and thinking and to kind of think about a future.
Is it your business?
Yeah. And I mean, now that I've been in the program for a semester, I definitely realized, and I also like kids, I want to work with an organization or company that directly is working with kids.
Yeah.
And also kind of focusing on like cleaning up our community. And then with English, I really like to read and write. So ultimately I could see wherever that goes. I'm not really quite sure how I'll like apply that to my future yet, but
it doesn't really need to relate that much.
Exactly.
If it's something you just like to do, why not?
Right.
It's not that hard here since the classes are so small. It's not that hard to double major and things like that.
Exactly.
I currently am minoring in music. I don't plan on playing music in my life, but it's good to stick with it.
Right. And it's something that like you're doing throughout the day. You know, it's part of your schedule. You're always playing music at the end of the day.
And it's a great way to end my day. Actually, today I'm ending my day with this, which is
pretty nice.
Most days I end with a music class. This is the day that shakes things up.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Either way, it's a pretty chill day.
So I want to know, what's like an average day for you? What do you do? Do you like movies? Do you like reading? Do you like TV? What are you into?
I absolutely love movies. I love, love, love movies. I love discovering new movies.
You know what's weird to me is people who don't like movies.
Really?
I meet a lot of people who don't like movies.
How do you not like movies?
They think they're boring, or they just don't watch a lot of them. They watch the really popular ones and that's it, just so they can talk to people about it. But that's as far as they go.
Yeah, they haven't seen a good movie then. That's what it sounds
exactly,
like.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Oh.
I know. Worst question in the world.
No, it's because it's my favorite movie. I love to talk about it.
Oh, what movie is it? But, you have an answer.
I have my top five, but my ultimate favorite is Fight Club.
I love that movie. Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite movie and book.
I've read the book. I'm trying to think of what's that.
You've read the book?
I have.
Do you like the author?
I do. He wrote another book, right? That was similar to it. It was like American something. Ooh, I'll have to think of the name during the break.
He's written a couple that are kind of like that.
I got to think of the name. American Psycho?
He didn't write American Psycho.
He didn't?
Psycho.
Oh, no. Okay. But have you seen that one?
I've seen the movie, yeah. I haven't read the book.
The book is good. Movie. That one, I like the book. The movie was actually easier than the book. The book was so graphic and terrifying. Oh my god.
How he like kills everyone. Are we allowed to talk about that?
we're totally allowed to talk about it. We are a college radio station. We can talk about anything that the nuns don't mind hearing.
In the book, do they explain like the end of the movie?
No. They still don't explain it.
So it's still just kind of like it could be
all in his head.
Wow.
It could be something he actually did it and they actually just covered it up.
Yeah.
You don't know.
That's crazy.
But anyway, so why do you like Fight Club?
Oh my goodness.
What is it you like about
it? Ironically, that my senior thesis paper kind of focused around Fight Club. But I love like the characters, like Tyler Durden.
I love Edward Norton so much.
I love the characters and the actors.
Of course.
Everything about it is perfect.
Have you seen Edward Norton on Saturday Night Live?
Like the most recent one?
Yeah. Mm-mm. He hosted it and it was adorable. He did a little impression of Rain Man. He's really good at impressions.
Well, he's a pretty like, he's kind of like Kevin Spacey.
Crass,
so he could do a lot of like different
Kevin
roles.
Spacey.
I love Kevin Spacey. I've been watching House of Cards.
I've been meaning to watch House of Cards. Every time you come in the room, you ask me what I'm watching and I say House and you think I'm going to say House of Cards.
It's so good. It's intense.
It's true. I gotta know. What are the rest of your top five?
Oh, okay. So there's Fight Club. There's The Book of Eli. Fantastic Mr. Fox. The Breakfast Club. It's Kind of a Funny Story.
Ooh,
The Kids Are All Right.
The Kids Are All Right. I'm watching that one. I'm almost done with it.
That's a good movie.
I had to leave because I had class. But I mean, I'm watching that movie. I'm in the process. I love that movie.
It's such a good movie. It's pretty... Good. It's fairly unrealistic, but
of course.
It's pretty creative.
But doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Right, that's fine.
They do it well, and I like the characters. I love that she won an Oscar. Julianne Moore, the redhead.
Did
the
she?
Mom.
I'm not too surprised
this
by
year.
That. Oh, this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what was the movie she was in? I saw that.
I forgot the name of it, but she played a character
that... Yeah, I haven't seen that movie. The only award I cared about this year in the Oscars was that Eddie Redmayne won Best Actor.
Who's that?
He's the guy who did The Theory of Everything. He played Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
So good.
That's you saw that movie?
Yes.
I
cried
see it.
The whole time. I have it on my computer. I will like email it to you.
We have to watch it.
Oh, of course.
Oh my
but
goodness.
I watched that movie and I just thought it was so great. Wow. It's because his acting in that movie was a whole other level of acting because he's playing Stephen Hawking.
Right.
It's a whole other. He's like, maybe I should. That's a little offensive. Anyway.
It's a pretty accurate face. I heard they used his voice. He like his
for
voice.
For parts
is,
of it. For parts of it, they did. But he actually did the impression of him for parts, too.
It's crazy.
It was fantastic. You should check
it
out.
I bet it was if he won an Oscar for it. Oh, I've wanted to see it. It was kind of one of those things I didn't necessarily wanted to take the time out of my day to see. Just
to go watch
it's so sad.
Oh, it's not a sad movie.
It isn't?
No. I was crying because it was so happy and cute.
I don't know
his relation, because it's a romance. Okay. It's him and his wife, and it's like they're so cute when they're happy together. And I'm like, oh, why am I so lonely? You know,
that's great. Yeah, I know.
It's a great feeling.
It's a different conversation.
That's another. Well, that's a time for later when you're in my room and we're moping around waiting for my roommate to come back.
Exactly.
That's usually how it goes.
Honestly, yeah. If you want to know how my daily life is, that's how my
it's
day
waiting
is
in my room waiting for
exactly.
Kristen.
8 o'clock, hungry, waiting for like the Panera pastries.
It is exciting. I can never wait for her to get back, but always when she gets back is right when I've left the room. And so when I get back to the room, all the food is gone already.
Yeah.
It's
I really know. One exciting. Time I was like 30 minutes late and I don't like chocolate. And she's like, there's only chocolate things.
I know. Like, we've talked about this. I can eat small amounts of chocolate. It's just, yeah. I wish I could eat more because I like, see, it's the thing is I like it. I just can't eat a lot. Like same with sweets. I can't eat a lot of sweets.
I'm the same exact way. I have more of a salty tooth than
for
like a
sure.
sweet
I
tooth.
I think that's what we've bonded over. Was I love potato chips.
Right.
I can eat a whole bag just by
and
myself.
And cheese puffs. You love
and
cheese
puffs.
Puffs.
I do.
Yeah.
Poofy Cheetos specifically. Okay.
With the what?
Poofy Cheetos.
Those are the same thing as cheese puffs.
No. Those knockoff cheese puffs at CVS are not as good.
Oh.
They taste like
I actually was eating some of those the other day. I was really hungry.
Really?
I was
wondering
like
why they were
four, but still.
That's okay. That's fine. I told everybody my food is open for everyone.
Yeah, because all the time Kristen's going through that, I'm like, that's your roommate's food. Like,
oh, no, as soon as
care?
I moved in, I was like, eat it. I've got so much
that's
food.
Awesome.
It's ridiculous.
I just went grocery shopping today, so now I have lots of food.
That's exciting. I kind of wish I'd gone to town with you guys because now I really want like milk tea.
Could have gotten it.
My friends all drove down to milk tea, but remember how they're not talking to me? That was
oh, yeah.
So it was nice of them to invite me, but
seriously.
They didn't. I was kidding. They didn't invite me. Out of curiosity, mm-hmm. I gotta know, what are you doing over the summer?
This
I hear you've
summer.
Got something. You got something interesting planned?
Yeah, in July, I'm going to India to volunteer at this understaff school for
like
kids.
Like India, Texas, or what?
India, Southeast Asia.
Have you ever been before?
No, I've never even been to Asia.
Have you been?
Like
you've been out of the country.
Yeah,
you've been to where?
I've been to Italy, Jamaica, Bahamas, Aruba, Mexico. Oh shoot. That's it, I think.
Yeah?
Pretty
that's
sure.
Cool. What are you going to be doing in India, though?
Oh, so I'll be working at this school, and it's run by nuns, and they're completely understaffed just because the kids have learning and physical disabilities.
Oh, God.
So I'll just be kind of helping out for a couple of weeks down there.
So how'd you get into that program? How'd you figure out about that?
I actually woke up to it. I spent the night at my friend's house, and I went downstairs for dinner, and at the dinner table, or at breakfast table, they were all like talking about this organization and her sister like pulled it up and that's basically how I got into it. And then I did my own research and that's when I decided I want to participate with
when
them.
When did you decide you were going to do that?
This Christmas break.
Oh, so recent.
Yeah.
You just recently decided I'm going to go down to India.
Yeah, immediately. As soon as I like looked up the organization, I was like, this is something I want to do.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. So that's what you're interested in. That's the sort of thing you
want
to
do. Yeah. I mean, my ultimate thing is, like in business class, we have a discovering kind of like who you are in the business world. And oftentimes she asks us, like, what do we want to do? Like, how do we want to contribute back to the world? And mine is that I definitely want to give back to the community, not just like, you know, like America, but just like the world.
I love volunteering and things like that. Have you talked to campus ministry?
No, I have not.
You should. Like, you don't have to be religious. I'm not that religious. And I go and hang out with them because... Yeah, you're fine. I go and hang out with them because they do so many random volunteering things in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just nice. I just really like to help out. If I'm not doing anything with my time, I love going and doing something.
Right.
Kristen tells me you like doing things, so we'll go hike.
Yes.
If you ever feel like randomly hiking or going into town and no one will go with you, I'm here for you.
I'm down. There's a lot of hiking trails that I've learned about, like just like in the area that I want to go to.
Yeah. Have you been on Mount Tam?
No, I've only been to Fire Trail.
Or Big Rock? Neither one.
Mm-mm.
Well, next time, you know, we do a lot of organized hikes as a group here, right?
No, I actually didn't know that.
It's a rec sport sort of thing.
Really?
It's put on by Alex Herrera. And a bunch of students will just get in a car and we'll all drive over to a random trail and we'll just go hike it.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah. I'll tell you next time because I always go.
When do they do it? Like
fun.
On the weekend?
Yeah, like Saturday mornings usually. Mm-hmm. We all meet up at 10 or so. And we just go hike and we get back by 1.
It's pretty nice.
It's really fun.
It's
I love
a good
it.
Way to spend your Saturday.
Exactly. I really enjoy doing things like that. So you'll have to come too.
I'm totally down. There's the place. I just learned about it. Is it Thai?
Mount Tamil Pius.
No,
not that one.
Maybe it's not Mount. It's this. I guess there's no point in bringing it up because I can't even remember what it's called.
That's
but
okay.
I just learned about it. It's kind of near a beach.
Are you sure you're not talking about Mount Tamalpais? Because it's right by Stinson.
Really?
Yeah.
I might be. I might be. And I was, oh, I might.
I'll show you pictures from it. I went on it not too long ago.
Probably. Oh, wait. Did you show me pictures of it before?
Maybe. I either showed you that one or Fire Trail or Big Rock. It's the one that's my profile picture now on Facebook, or it's on Instagram.
I don't use Instagram.
Media? You're one cool cat.
I mean, I have an account. Like, I did up until Christmas break, and then I got rid of it over... I deleted the app over Christmas break.
You're just too cool for it?
Totally.
You seem like the type, but in, like, a nice way, you know? Not in a I'm too cool for you way, but in a I've got better things to do way. Like, I mean, I can honestly go save kids in India.
Oh, yeah, totally. I just was spending a lot of my time. Like, I was investing a lot of my day on Instagram. And I was like, this is ridiculous.
How can you spend that much time on Instagram?
Just, like, I would do things, and I'd be like, oh, like, I should put this on Instagram. And, like, I was doing things for Instagram.
Right?
And I was like, that's kind of pathetic.
Yeah. Oh, I hate it when people do that. When those kids that you know, and they're like, oh, let's all go to the beach. And you get to the beach, and all they want to do is take a picture.
Yeah.
And you leave the beach.
Exactly. Or, like, when I go to, like, to eat. So I was like, let me just get rid of it. Because I'm part
they
of
think,
the world
that
I don't want to be
part of. Let me take a picture of my food. And I'm like, stop.
Yeah.
Can I eat my food? Oh, my mom always wants to take pictures of my food. And I'm like, I am eating.
It's funny that your mom wants to take pictures of your food. Not even like her own food.
No, she's like, Taylor, your food's beautiful. I know. Anyway, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Scout and the Student Showcase. I'm here with my guest.
Bailey.
And we are going to take a quick break because that's required of us. We'll be right back.
When the truth is told that you can get what you want or you can just get old, you're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right, you're right. But don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Child, and take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's alright, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told that you can get what you want or you can just get old, you're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, why don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
Hi, we are back. This is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I am DJ Scout, and I am here with Bailey Christmas. We are getting to know her and her craziness because you never know anything about people until you get to know them. This girl seems perfectly cool and awesome, and she's going to India in the summer.
Yeah.
It's not just weird people that do volunteer work. It's awesome people as well. Things you learned on this show, man. It's exciting.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, hey. So I got a question for you.
What's up?
It's pretty exciting. What is your favorite book?
like I said earlier, my favorite movie, my favorite book is ironically Fight Club.
Ironically? Don't you mean coincidence? That's not even a coincidence. It's just
that I love both. I know, it's my whole life. But then I also love the what got me into reading, because before I hated reading, and then I read the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo series.
Yeah.
And now I
did
like,
you ever see the movies of those?
Oh yeah.
I saw the first one, I think.
The maybe? American or the Swedish one?
The Swedish one.
Yeah. I haven't seen though. The third one of the Swedish one.
Which one did you like better?
The American and the Swedish? The yeah. American.
Really?
Just because I really like, okay.
Is it more accessible for like Americans?
Yeah, and then also the director that did that film also did Fight Club.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I have never watched the American one, so I'll have to watch it.
You'll have to. He has this type, this is what he works that I really like. And it's very accurate and it's long, so they kind of include a lot of things that
they
are in the book.
So long.
Yeah, which I appreciate though.
Maybe I did see the American one.
It was.
No,
with
I think they're both long, aren't they? I don't think I recognize any of the actors.
I think the second one's longer. Okay. No. You would. It's James Bond. Mikael Blomkvist or whatever his name is.
Maybe I did then.
Yeah. Daniel Craig, James Bond.
Yeah. I think I did see that one. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I liked. That's what I was saying is I liked it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you'll have to see it again and
I
make
guess
sure that you do like it.
To make
and read
sure.
the books if you haven't read
it
them.
I did. I have read the book. At least the first and second book.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think I read the third. I don't remember.
Oh, you're killing
this is my
Taylor.
Life. I know. I'll read it for you.
Do
I can't
it.
Put you. I have
it
them on my amazing. Computer. I like ebooks. Actually, I much prefer real books.
Same.
But it's just that I couldn't take all of my books with me down here, you know?
Yeah.
You see my bookshelf. I still have way too many books, you know?
You have so many. That's funny because
which is weird.
That was always empty until you moved in.
I know. I put a lot of soap up there, too.
It's okay.
Did you see my soap in the... Did Kristen tell you what happened to my soap the other night?
No, what happened?
So I left it in the shower accidentally, like a full thing of liquid soap.
Yeah.
And,
Did it spill?
No. Okay. It didn't spill. Danny, I don't know what he did, but he used all of it. The entire
Danny?
Thing. Yeah.
Danny Ramos?
No, her, like, boyfriend or Danny?
Oh, Danny, know, thing, Danny. Oh, yeah.
He, like, spilled it. I don't know what he did. He used
it. Made
the entire thing. And then he tried to hide it by putting it up really high so
yeah,
I couldn't
really tall.
See it.
Are you serious?
And I found it and I was just like, wait, where did my soap? First, I'm looking around, like, where's my soap? And I ask her, I say, how did I lose my soap? She said, I don't know how you lost your soap. And I found it and I was just so confused.
That's such a bummer.
Anyway, we can get back on the topic of books. I just had to complain about that loss of soap.
I know. I just bought soap today. I get it.
At CVS?
No, I went to Whole Foods because there's a specific type that I like.
Did that hurt?
Shake it off.
No, I
bump my hands and everything on everything all the time. So, exactly.
It gets to be a little bit of an issue. I have this little bracelet on all the time,
mm-hmm.
and I always hit my wrists on things. So this thing has gotten to a point where it's actually saving my life.
Right.
Life-saving medical bracelet.
Saving some x-rays.
Exactly. I could be really hurting myself through that.
Have your little permanent cast all
so
the time.
So you were just telling me that you liked the song that was playing and the
yeah,
other song
the
that played.
Yeah, Billy Joel song.
Yeah. And you said at the beginning the Fleet Foxes song that played too. I don't think you knew that it was Fleet Foxes. But
I didn't recognize it. I did like it though.
Fleet Foxes. I love them. They went to my high school actually. We had the same music teacher.
It's pretty cool.
I know. But I got to know, what kind of music do you like?
I honestly love, and I know everyone says it, but I honestly love all music except for heavy metal mm-hmm. and I guess like Latino music I don't get into as much. And I've recently, since I came out to DU, I've gotten more into country.
Ooh, have you really? I still can't do it.
It's not necessarily something that I always listen to by myself, but I could listen to like a country Pandora song or like radio, mm-hmm. and then I can also get down to like a couple of songs that Kristen has showed me.
But, I don't like country. I don't. But I like most things.
Right.
I'm pretty open with music. And I mean it when I say that. I know some people that say, oh, I like any music, but then they complain about this one girl
exactly.
I know. This one girl I know. She really does like every music. She listens to all these classical things. She mm-hmm. listens to Blink-182. She listens... Yeah, they're
throwback.
Not even a little related. She listens to random 80s pop hits. And we bond over this because we know all of the same songs. And we bond over it. But if someone else was like, ooh, I don't like her. She's kind of weird. She's got weird taste in music. And I was like, what are you talking about? You just said you like all music.
Yeah.
How can you think she's got weird taste in music? Just, I don't understand when people can say things like that.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean you like all music, but she likes any music and you think it's weird?
You're contradicting yourself.
It's a bad thing, man. Don't try to lie to me and tell me you like all music and then make fun of my friend.
Seriously.
I mean, who doesn't like Blink-182? Adam's song? I mean,
back in the day, I liked it more.
Life?
Right, yeah. I was thinking more in middle school. They ironically actually played at my job, and all about my head, I'm like, oh,
wait,
yeah,
they played,
oh, this.
Like in the on the speakers.
Yeah, we have like a whole playlist.
Because you still gotta like kind of like them. They just remind you of those old days.
It's pretty nostalgic.
It's nice. I had this coworker who's, I think he's 25. He's a little older, and they were really big when he was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me about how when he was in high school, he tried to learn the guitar. And he only learned to play Blink-182 songs.
Really?
And then he never played the guitar again.
That's hilarious.
And I was talking to him more recently, like over winter break. And I said, he tells me, oh, I started picking up guitar again. And I said, oh, that's cool. What do you play? What kind of songs do you like to play? He says, well, I can only play Blink-182. I said, what do you mean? Why would you do that? He goes, well, they were really big when I was younger. So I just can only play Blink-182. And I was like, what? That's such an odd thing.
Excuse me.
So he just likes to play Adam's song a lot at work. He'll bring his guitar and just play
That's
Adam's
hilarious.
Song.
Blink-182 will never die when he's around.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. I mean, he can't sing for crap. It's awful. But he's trying. That's all that matters.
Exactly. And I mean, if he has the beat down, someone else can fill
That's
in for that.
That's something. Sometimes we all try. Exactly. Everyone who's working will try. This is why we don't get customers.
Wait, where is this?
This is the sandwich place I work at back home.
Oh, okay.
If
yeah, you told me about
in
that.
If you're in Seattle, come visit me.
I'd love to.
If you're ever in Seattle. Anyone who comes to Seattle can visit me. I get really lonely.
Oh, that sounds so sad, Taylor.
No, it's a great place. Did you ever play instruments?
Yeah, I played one trimester of the trumpet. Yeah, but for seriousness, I played the piano for, I don't know, like 4 years when I was younger.
Why'd you stop?
I hated it.
Oh, you hated
I only,
it?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I only played because my mom was like, it's something you really want to do, you know, you're really going to thank me later. And I do now because to a certain extent, I'll always be able to read music, which is pretty nice. And then my brother plays. And at first when he started, I could like help him out. And now he's completely upstaged me.
How old
me.
Is your brother?
He's 12. And he's like a master at the piano. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not
but
fair.
I know it really isn't because I think he's been playing for less years than me.
That's not fair.
But he's
my
a
younger
boy.
Like
he's
that
just
too.
Like that.
It's not. I don't get it.
He's good at everything he does.
I was really good at the guitar when I started it. And my younger brother started doing it. And he suddenly got good in like a week.
Right.
It's like, this isn't even fair. I don't understand. But when I played guitar, I think playing guitar helped me out with piano because I was able to figure out how chords worked.
Right.
So now if I look at like chord charts for guitar, I can just transpose them for the piano, which is easy.
Yeah.
And just I can play accompaniment for anybody immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone's like, "Ooh, I want to sing this song, Taylor, can you play it on the piano?" Well, all right, I'll make it up. And I can do it just like that. And people think it's super cool, but it's like there's four chords in this whole song. I'm just doing this so it looks like I'm doing cool stuff. I'm moving my hands in weird motions.
It's hilarious.
And it's just great. Whenever I have family over, they're crazy Filipinos. Sometimes they get bored of the karaoke machine and they use me as the karaoke machine.
Right.
And they're really drunk at this point. So they're like, Taylor, change the key. And I'm like, do, 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 do. And I can do that.
You could probably be messing up. They wouldn't even notice.
They wouldn't. They're crazy people.
That's awesome.
You have a crazy family?
Oh, yeah. I would probably say both sides of my family are equally crazy.
Equally crazy.
I know. My dad's side's like all guys. And then my mom's side is all girls. So the craziness is pretty different. Yeah, it's ironic because like
That's
the dad
weird.
Is all the boys. I love it.
That's so cool. But it's weird.
It is weird. Because it's not really a balance.
Like your dad has all brothers and your mom has all sisters?
It's not so much that he has all brothers. It's just like there's mostly guys. Like
oh, okay.
My dad has one sister out of, there's four or five of them.
Uh-huh.
And then all the kids they have are boys. Like most of them are. And then all the kids they have are boys. There's like
my
three
whole family's
girl cousins.
All boys. It's crazy.
Yeah. But then my mom is, she has one brother, one sister. Well, she technically has two, but like the other one's older. We don't talk to him as much, but she has, one brother, one sister. And then her sister has two girls, and then they have kids as well, and they're girls. So it's like all these girls. But then my grandmother has four sisters.
It just keeps going.
Yeah, and then they have kids, and they're girls, and they have girls. So it's just like all girls, all guys.
That's kind of fun, though.
It is.
You know, like if you meet a boy in your family, it's probably on your dad's side.
Exactly.
Keep it intact.
There's the Christmases and the Luckies.
You're kidding. Your mom's last name is Lucky?
Yeah, her family, on the mom's side, her dad's name is Garrett, but then
so
all the women are on the mom's side.
The Luckies and the Christmases.
Yep.
Wow, that's the coolest. Could you imagine if you had gotten both of those names?
My brother did.
He
Christopher
did.
Lucky Christmas.
Lucky Christmas.
Yeah, it's his
Christopher
middle name.
Christmas.
Yeah, my dad's Christopher Carlton Christmas. I know. My dad's just a junior.
Oh my god, that's awful. That's amazing. Actually, I love that.
Chris Christmas. My dad goes by
Chris Christmas,
and everyone freaks out. I mean, for years, I was like, "What?" I didn't understand.
Now
that.
Now your name seems normal.
Yeah.
When I hear Christopher Lucky Christmas.
Right. Christopher, honestly, is
you
the
only
best
have
name.
One brother?
He doesn't understand it. I do, and I have one older sister.
One older sister. How old is she?
She's 23.
You guys close?
Oh, yeah.
You close with your brother, too?
Yeah.
That's nice. Don't you like that? When people aren't close with their siblings, I think it's so weird.
It's really
my brother's
sad.
Like my best friend.
He's not my best friend because he's younger, but he's
right.
Like
well, mine's
my
younger.
Rock.
He's your rock.
He's everything. Oh. Yeah, I do everything for him.
My younger brother is 17. He's a little less than 2 years younger than me, but he's one cool cat.
Right.
Almost as cool as you, but he went to India over the summer. Maybe he'd be as cool as you.
Maybe he will when he's my age.
Maybe.
Maybe he'll upstage me. Maybe a year from
now.
No,
that's your brother.
Honestly, that kid.
Don't you hate that? When they just, why do they do? My youngest brother, ugh, he's like that.
Yeah.
He's 14 and he's just phenomenal at everything he does and a genius. And I'm like, well then, Dominic, think you're so cool. Well, yeah, okay.
It's kind of nice though because it's like, Christopher has his glory at home, but then it's like I'm the one that's off in school because my sister like started school. She went to this party. She was already like a really wild child in high school,
right?
And then
so you were the glory child compared to your older sister.
Yeah. And then my brother's like the dream. But and then she went to CU Boulder, which is like a huge party school. Didn't do much. Wasn't very successful. Now she's just like still in La La Land doing whatever. So then,
hey, as long as she's happy, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So then, but when I went to school, my parents were like, oh, good, like someone's starting on the right track. You know, she looks like she knows what she's doing. So it's kind of like Christopher is the golden child, but then I'm also the one that's away at college.
You're trying.
So it's pretty balanced right now.
There you go.
Yeah. But once he gets into like high school, I know they'll focus on him again.
They're going to really like that kid.
Well, it's okay.
We've actually reached the end of our show today. It has been 30 minutes, believe it or not.
Ooh, that's
easy
cool.
Stuff,
really?
Right? Right?
Yeah.
Well, I am DJ Scout. You've been listening to the Student Showcase. We are on 3-4 on radio.dominican.edu. This week, my guest was Gianna Cupo and
Bailey Christmas.
And they were some crazy cool people. Listen in again next week, and we'll get to know some other people. But until then, you guys have a great day. Stay cool.